This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Ma'abam. We're learning Simen Mem. We're in Sif Aleph still. We didn't finish the Mishnah Berurah. We're learning that the Mechaber said it's usher to hang tefillin, whether by the batim or by the ritzuos, but you're allowed to hang them in the bag. My friend, Dr. Pinchas Ratzlavsky, pointed out that in the Pe'er Halacha, he has very good pictures of the cases. We didn't really understand all the cases. I didn't have a chance to put it on the screen, but you can't hang it by the ritzuos. In other words, you're hanging the ritzua on a peg. You can't put the bias on a peg, but you can hang it by the bag. Then by the tefillin, the Mishnah Berurah said that you should not basically... the best way to do it is to hold the tefillin and the ritzuyos. But ba'akroi, where you hold the tefillin and the ritzuyos hang below, there's not a problem. So in other words, here, you see, you're holding the tefillin and the ritzuyos hang below, that's not a problem. But to hold it from the ritzua and let the bayis hang below, that is a problem. But while you're putting it on to hold the ritzua and let the tefillin hang below, that is a problem. Actually, that's okay since it's for the tzarcha of hanacha. But some people, what they do is they have a ledge and they put the tefillin shorts on their ledge while they adjust the strap. I highly discourage that. The likelihood is you're going to bang the sharosh on the ledge. Okay. Let us continue on in the Mishnah Berurah. We're in the middle of Sif Katan Gimel, and that begins on the next page. Mutter lichtoy psukim b'niyar. You could write pictures on... You could write psukim on paper. V'letloysam b'pesach b'esek neses, and hang it at the entrance of the shul. So basically, you're writing a pasuk. The pasuk says here, Sur mei rav asei toiv, bako shalom v'rad fehu. And that were, and oy lo ha'anoshim shemesichim be'is ha'tfilo, k'rinu kama batik nesis nechravu b'shvel avayn zeh. You know, pal, you just gave $1 million to the shul, but the shul is going to turn into a base tiflus, so you're losing your money. That's what the sign should say. Pal, you're losing your money. But anyway, you're allowed to do that. The Dirshu brings from the Machzis HaShekel, in the name of the Marit, that since it was written for the purpose of hanging in the Beis HaKnesses, to ma'ar the people, to be Chayzer B'tshuva, we're not going to aser it, Alz Derech B'Zayin. It's not doimet to tefillin that you're now to hang, which is Derech B'Zayin. Lamaisa, later on, and Siman Tafresh Lamed Ches, the Mishnah Berurah brings that you should not write psukim on a melon and hang it in the sukkah. So that's considered a derech bezayin. Okay. Now, noyagin, the minog is, noyagin ha'olam, lehisanois kishanoifel tefillin. The minog is to fast when tefillin fall. The minhag is to fast when tefillin fall from your hand on the ground without their case. The same thing if a sefer Torah falls. Afilu ben artikon, sefer Torah even in its case. The afilu tefillin ben artikon yitain pruta l'tzaka. That even tefillin, if they fall in their case, you should give a pruta for a tzedakah. Now this is interesting. It sounds like from over here that if a Sefer Torah falls on the ground, you're not mechuyev me'ikar hadin to fast. It's only a minhag. It's only a minhag. So the Dirshu brings, let's say the tefillin fell and you didn't eat yet today. You didn't drink water. You didn't do anything. You didn't eat. So he brings some shasuchus Mari Bruna and the Ber Hetev that you should davka fast that day. Because if you have a siman hashamayim, so we said just like a tainas chaloyim is better to fast that day. So they were mara lecha min hashamayim, you should fast this day. The Kaf HaChaim, Rav Chaim Falaji, writes, you should fast tomorrow because you were never Makabel this day, but Tainus. The Iker Tainus is if you're Makabel beforehand. You were never Makabel this day. What if somebody is old or weak? So the Rav Chaim Falaji says, and the Ben Ishchai writes, you could redeem the fast with money. That's what Rav Yoshev paskind. If you're a Loi Mei Torah and the learning, Tainus is going to interfere with your learning, you should be paida bitstaka. And children who will be very difficult to fast, so Kasa, the Shasachus, Marie Bruno writes, that they should learn an extra hour or two. By the way, if you look in the Mishnah Brua, it's mashma, it almost sounds like it fell, but it fell from your hand, not you saw it, right? Because he's saying v'hu adin by a sefer Torah. Now the case of tefillin is not if you see tefillin; it's if it fell from your hand. So v'hu adin kishenoyfel sefer Torah. Simply, the simple reading would be you were the one who dropped it. So let's see a little bit about this. What if a person's tefillin didn't fall, but the person fell wearing the tefillin, but the tefillin remained on you? In other words, not the tefillin fell, the guy fell. So the Rav Yosef Efraim brings, just like if somebody falls with a Sefer Torah, the Har Tzvi says you do not have to fast if you're holding it. So too, if you fall wearing tefillin, you don't have to fast. What if a soifer is working on tefillin and the tefillin fall? Shevet Alevi says the minog is not to fast. We're not machmir on him. Why would one have to fast if he's dropped tefillin? So Shal Sechus Marie Bruno writes, somebody who drops tefillin, it's a simen min hashamayim that he needs to do tshuva. They're warning him, pal, get your act together. So the Tzitz Eliezer says, he learns from here, that this tainus is only noyig if it's the tefillin fall out of your hand. Not someone else who sees it. Why? Because the whole purpose of it, it's sort of, they're showing you min hashamayim, you got to get your act together. So that's if you drop it. But says the Tzitz Eliezer, not like by Sefer Torah, that the minhag is everyone who sees it fasts. Tzitz Eliezer explains that if tefillin falls, so it's because of the person's sin themselves. Masha'in Kain, a Sefer Torah that's being taken out to read by the Tzibur, so he's a since he's a Shliach Tzibur, so it's like a takala for the whole Tzibur.
What if you see a Tamahal fall over?
Yeah. You know, there's a famous stira in Shas, right? What's more, kama tibshoy hay bavloim, she kamu mikame sifra toira v'loi kamu mikame gaber rabba. But on the other hand, the source of standing up for a sefer Torah is im miloim deha, you have to stand, mimena loi koshekein. So, right, the Rishonim deal with the stira. Yeah, that's a good question. What would the halacha be? What if this puzzle Sefer Torah falls? Ben Ishchai says you have to fast. So upon who is it chal, the chiyuv, to fast when a Sefer Torah falls? So the Tzitz Eliezer we just saw says that it's different than tefillin because the Sefer Torah, you're a shliach tzibur. Now, there are two ways you could say this. Because what if it didn't fall from the shliach tzibur? What if it fell from the guy doing the psicha? The guy doing the psicha is not a shliach tzibur, unless you say, well, he's opening the arayin on behalf of the tzibur, but he's not officially the shliach tzibur. So if the pshat is that it fell from Shliach Tzibur, so it's a bad sin for everyone. But if the pshat is, it's being taken out for the Tzibur to read, so irrespective of whether he's a Shliach Tzibur or not, this is not like an individual pair of tefillin. Tefillin is a davar prati. Sefer Torah is in order to be moitzi the Tzibur. Which would, what would come out if you took out a Sefer Torah for a bar mitzvah boy to lane, and there's a guy sitting in the back of the shul and he's minding his own, he's learning. So maybe then he doesn't have to fast. It would make nafkaminas. So he brings from the Shalos Rishos Chaim Shoal that only the guy who it fell out of his hands has to fast, not those who see it. However, nachon sherav hamakom yigzer lefira oseinav. It depends on the matzav. Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva, anyone who sees the nefila has to fast me'ikar adin or machmas minag. What if it falls, but you're still holding on one of the Atzei Chaim? Rav Moshe says it's a safek, it's royal hisanois. One who wants the mekel ein maznichanoisai. In the Maisish he brings, there's a story about a Zakein that he lifted up a Sefer Torah and it fell out of one hand. And the second hand he was still holding in the Chazonish Paskin Lahakel. Okay, so, it shouldn't happen to anybody. Now the same thing would apply if the Sefer Torah fell Benar Tikkun. V'ayin be'el yirabe shekasa afilo tefillin Benar Tikkun yitain pruta letztaka. By the way, I just want to point out, the way we read the Mishnah Berurah is mashma more like the Ben Ish Chaya, not like Rav Moshe. Because the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah is noyagin ha'olam lasanis kishanoifel tefillin miyadai ala aretz b'lay nartikon v'hu adin kishanoifel sefer Torah afilu b'nartikon. Why didn't the Mishnah Berurah say afilu misharoya? In other words, right, the Mishnah Berurah is talking about tefillin and Sefer Torah. And he's saying, by tefillin, it's beloy nartikan. V'hu hadin, Sefer Torah, beloy nartikan. If even people who see it have to fast, that should have been an afilu that the Mishnah Berurah should have added. That's sort of, perhaps, mashma, like the Ben Ish Chai, that's only the person who it fell out of their hand, not anybody in general. Now, when it comes to tefillin, the Eliyahu Rabbah says that tefillin timur atikan yitain pruta litztaka. Are you allowed to put it on the ground if they're in a case? The Be'er Halacha says if the nartik is one tefach, it's mutter because it's like an oil masik. Okay. Let's begin Sif Beis. By yeshiyish by tefillin, a house that has tefillin in it, aser l'shamish by mitasai, it's aser to have marital relations, ad sheyoytziyem, until you remove the tefillin, o yeshayanichem b'chli toich kli, or they have to be in a kli within a kli, v'hu she'en hasheni miyuchad lahem, that is, the second kli cannot be designated for it, shem hu miyuchad, because if it's designated for it, afilu me'ach hashuvim ke'achad. V'im shneiam einam miyuchadim lahem. Meaning, we have to put in a kli b'tar kli, and the second one has to be not its designated container. Says Rama Hagav, v'im shneiam einam miyuchadim lahem. If they are both not designated, that would be obvious. Oisha pnimi einam miyuchadim v'achitzer miyuchadim motor. That's permitted. Now, when we say bias, that's... That would be pretty difficult because in the entire house you can't have a Sefer Torah. We'll see, it probably means they're the same room. What we're going to do is we're going to hold it here. Tomorrow is a holiday here in New York. It's July 4th, but I'm speaking somewhere. So we're going to continue Wednesday. Okay? So no, we're not getting together tomorrow. So we'll see you Wednesday. Maybe this week, we'll see, maybe we'll do Friday. Okay? Hatzlach, everyone. Kol tov, have a good day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.